let's learn a little bit for a few minutes. Rabbi Yisai. Before I forget, I want to tell everyone tomorrow. Tomorrow there will be a shir. Bli neda. Yirtz Hashem. But there will not be a shir on Wednesday. Wednesday we're off. Erev Yom Tov until after the festivals, until after the Sunday after Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah is on Shabbos.
No, it's on Friday.
Shabbos Bereshis.
I'm sorry. Simchas says on Friday is Shabbos Bereshis, and then Sunday, so Monday. So we'll be off until the Monday following Shabbos Bereshis. Okay, now let's continue where we left off. We're up to Perek Mem Aleph. Okay, we're up to Perek Mem Aleph. Pasuk, one moment. I have it marked off here. I reviewed it this morning. Okay. Okay, one second. Let me just turn to the page. The Lishkas. Okay, Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud. We got the Yud Beis. Got the Yud Beis? No. Pasuk Yud. Ubein Halashachis. Okay, as far as I know. It's Pasuk Yud. Okay, now, just before we even go further, I just want to look over on this handout. I really just to touch upon some things on this handout. I really should have made more handouts, but whatever. But I wanted to show you a few things. First of all, look at picture number one. Picture number one comes from the Art Scroll. They gave me permission. Art Scroll, I have permission from Rabbi Zlatowitz, the Zichrono Livracha, to copy whatever I want. I have to really buy. I should have wrote over. I copied with permission. Okay, that comes from the Art School, number one. Now, notice that picture is different than picture number seven in respect to the fact that the toim are on the inside and the munach is on the outside.
Picture number one.
Look at number one. You see, there's an alleyway. There's an alleyway that goes all the way down. That's on the outside. And the Tohim are up against the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The center is the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. On the outside, towards the front, the right side, is the Beis HaKhalifais. You see the steps? There's a series
picture
of steps.
Picture number six is like seven.
Picture number six, that's like number seven. Now, in the safe that we're using here, the Tavnis Habayis, he puts the munach on the inside. Okay, and number seven as well. And in fact, that's Rashi's. That is what Rashi really presents two interpretations. Rashi has two interpretations. We learned this last week. Two interpretations. Where was the munach? Was it on the inside or the outside? You see picture number four as well. Picture number four is like the Art Scroll. You see picture number four, that's really the Bayis Sheni. That's the Bayis Sheni. You see, this picture number four I took from the Bayis Sheni. It's showing you on the bottom. It's seven. It's five, six, seven. You see the numbers? In the Bayis Shlishi, it was four, five, six. And there was also an opening, but it wasn't the same. The Mesiba was a ramp to get to the ceiling, get to the roof. And on the other side, Beis Hurdas Hamayim, it was, I guess, a gutter system to channel the water. It was
water bath?
No. I'm sorry, that's not what it was. The Beis Hurdas Hamayim, I guess, was on the roof. There was water that had drained off the roof of the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what it says. So in the Bayis Shlishi, it doesn't say anywhere there was a Mesiba, that there was a ramp which took you up all the way to the roof. It just says there was an open area. It was the munach, and there were doors. And the Beis Hurdas Hamayim doesn't make any mention of the Beis Hurdas Hamayim. It just appears to be an open area. So what's interesting is that the function of this open area was different in the Bayis Shlishi, will be different in the Bayis Shlishi versus what was the Bayis Sheni, at least on a very simple level. And in the Bayis Sheni, as you see the way this illustration presents it, the chambers are hugging the wall of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Whereas the Bayis... What?
Number five also.
No, number five is the Rambam. I'll get to it in a few moments. That's a whole different world, okay? Before we get that. But just want to point out over here is that there's a machlokes here by the Bayis Shlishi. Where was the open area, the munach? Was it like the Art Scroll chooses to present it on the outside, Or was it on the inside, like you see in picture number 4, number 6, and number 7, and number 3 as well? This
is... Number
4
is that. Number
4
is on the inside.
Number 4, right. Is it like the art scroll, which is number 1, on the outside? The outside? Right. Number 1 and number 4 are the same. I'm sorry, right? Number 1 and number 4. Or was it like this sefer is presenting in number 7, number 6, where the munach is on the inside? Okay, that's what we discussed last week. I just wanted to show you the pictures. You get a little bit more of an appreciation. The other thing I wanted to point out to you over here is that this is a major, major topic of discussion. And in fact, in this sefer, they have a very, very thorough treatment of the Shita Sarambam. Very, very elaborate. Even more elaborate than the Ram, than Livanoni. Livanoni is a model, so you can actually see it in three dimensions. I don't know if I have, maybe I have it, maybe I can pass it around. I have it here. Okay, but the Rambam has a very, very different interpretation of what it means, the Ta'im. And just to get a little bit of an idea, look at picture number 5 and picture number 5 and picture number 2. You see, it's just totally, totally different. These rooms, they're not individual rooms. These rooms extend the entire length of the Heichal. Look at number 2. If you see number 2, the first five areas, the vertical areas that extend the entire length of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the right and the left is a Ta, is what we call the Ta. Okay, you can't really see it too well because it's not, you can't read what it says, but if you just count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you can see there are like five narrow.
Only one of them though has the name Ta.
Oh, okay. Enochanami, but you're right. But they're all considered to be part of the what we're calling the Yitzia, the Yitzia, the Ta. Over here in these psukim doesn't use the word Ta; it uses the word Yitzia, a chamber. And these were very long alleyways that extended the entire length of the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they were three stories. It was cut up into three levels. And when the Pasuk talks about a Yetziah looks like a spaceship. Okay, it looks like these wings that are coming out, picture number 5, on Hayitzoim, these balconies, it's not really exactly clear what these things were. That's what it means in the Pasuk, the Yitzia. So the Rambam has a radical...
Modern Hebrew, Yitzia is balcony.
A balcony. So you see over here, it's a radical, radical different understanding of what the Beis HaMikdash looked like. Very, very different. Sheni and the Bayis Shlishi. It's all the same. I mean, the idea of how we present the Toyim is it like we have over here, these little chambers, little rooms, 33 of them. Or no, each Ta, it's not. There are 33 of them. Mm-hmm. Count there five times 3.
Oh.
They just go all the way down. Instead of having little rooms, 5 little rooms.
And they all emptying out into one big one.
And they all look at the diagram how they all come out. It's not really clear. Yeah, you have to go look at the models and look at much more. This is
the five.
There are three levels.
When you go to the side, the western side, all empty out into one big top.
Not all of them. Look. The last two do not. The last two do not. Look at this picture. In this picture, the two on the left and two on the right, look at the first five chambers. They don't go all the way to the end. They don't come. Only the three middle ones. 1, 2, 3. They all circle. They all go around. They go in a circle. 3 akafas. You see?
Amazing.
There are three. The first three perimeter rings go all the way around, but the last two do not go around. So there is 5 on the left, 5 on the right, and there were floors.
Right.
So that makes it 15. That makes it 30.
Right.
And then on the right side, there's going to be another 3. 1, 2, 3. So I guess there were, according to the Rambam, there was no floor. In order that it should be 33 and not a 39. I'm assuming that according to the Rambam on the western side, it was not, there were no floors. I have to look at the model. The Rambam can't disagree with the Pasuk, says it was 33. You have to make sense.
One on each level.
one. No, but then it would be. Then it's going to be. What do you want to use? Then it'll be 39. If they're already going to be off the bat, 15.
You have 30. 30.
So now we only want three more.
Right. So in the Meir, you have one, two, three.
No, but look at the picture. The picture is showing rings. They're showing over there three rings. One, two, three. So you can't say they're going to be three different levels.
Oh, right.
So you have to say that on the west side. I'm just guessing that in the Rambam learns that on the west side there was no levels. It just was open all the way up to the ceiling.
That would make it only one then.
Right. And that would make it one, two, three, 33.
How'd you get three?
One, two, there are three rings.
Oh, all right.
One, two, three.
You have six. You have five time in picture five.
Okay.
You have five times three is 15 on one side.
30.
15 on the other side is 30.
Now what about the back?
In the back there were three. How? One, two, three. There were...
No, but look at the picture number two.
Picture number two,
it shows that three of these go around.
Yeah, so he made in the back, he counts one.
But if you're going to say that there were three levels...
Three of them go around and they open into one big one on the back.
Right, exactly. So you have to say that in the back, there was no separation of floors. When you got to the back, there was only one room. There was no three levels. Because if there are going to be three levels in the back as well, you're going to have a total of 39, not 33.
No, because he's counting
new sheet.
This is three. One,
yeah, new sheet, yeah.
Two, three.
Good kvittel. How's Yontif?
Oh, it's fine.
So
there's
no ceilings between them. I mean, all from top to bottom.
Okay, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Okay, you go over here, he has a whole section devoted to the Rambam. Whole area, how it looked and what the Rama means. You have to go in very great detail. And like I said, there's a model. Rabbi Levinoni has created a model for the Rama.
And according to the Rama, where was the Munach?
So it seems the Munach was the next level. Was the next? Was afterwards? Like where the Ulam is, or maybe it's the next. I can't really see. I don't know. So I didn't prepare. I didn't go into detail. But obviously, I just want to show you that according to the Rambam, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new world. People don't appreciate. People just think that all comes to the Rambam and everyone else is the menorah.
Yeah.
Is the menorah round or is the menorah a V? Right? No. That's
a
V because they're going with the Rambam. Chabad goes to the Rambam. But first of all, it's not even so posh. That's what the Rambam said. It's not so simple. That's what the Rambam means. Just because there's an illustration back of one of the old Rambams that shows it as the V, who made that illustration? Who made that? And just because the illustration was meant as the V, it doesn't necessarily mean that it was taken to mean that it was the V. It could mean whatever, just to show you the different parts. Rashi is a tzarechi, and no one knows what Rashi means. Rashi and Chumash can be understood two ways. Rashi can either be understood, Rashi means that it was the V, or it could be understood, it means it was round. It's not clear at all from Rashi what Rashi means to say. Traditionally, we have grown up with the understanding that it's round. The Arch of Titus presents a round menorah. Those who are chaylik and say it's not a raya, was not in the menorah. That was a nice candelabra they found in the Beis HaMikdash. Big deal. They found a nice candelabra and they stole it and they put it on their shoulders. They took Jewish slaves, they put it on, they had to shlub it. Who says that was the menorah? That was the menorah that they found in the...
The menorah from the Bais Rishon was not the same as the Bais Shem.
Okay, that's a given. So fine.
The Bais Rishon could have been the and the Bais Shem.
Okay, and a chalami. So it's not a raya. And also, we had a discussion that according to most paiskim, they're both kosher. You're both kosher, and it could be that they changed. There are different periods in Jewish history. Sometimes they use the V menorah. Sometimes they use the round menorah. It's not so far fetched to say. That when each mishmar they took out of they use what they prefer. When a new mishmar came into town every week, there was a new mishmar. Could you imagine like today? I always tell you this: they lived in their own city. It's like today you have a mishmar of satmar kohanim. They come one week, they take over.
Yeah, but they can't go to the kaisel.
What? They take over. They do things their way. The next week, you have a mishmar of Yemenite kohanim. They do things their way. They have their own, the big day kahu. Everything they do is different. I mean, not everything is lahalacha, but it's different. The next week you have a chevra, the Litvish chevra. Like, they come in.
That's when they don't sing.
They come in. Oh, you're right. Who knows? That's right. The Nigunim were different. The way they did the Avaida, where they had the Minhagim were different. It's not so, there were 24 Mishmaros of Kaihanim. Each Mishmar lived in their own city. Each Mishmar had their own Misoira, had their own Minhagim. Different strokes for different folks. That's the way life is. No two people are the same. And Mimele, if you had the good fortune of bringing a carbon, not the good fortune, I mean, I'm just a joking person that did an Avera, and he had to come bring a carbon Chatas, and you arrived in the base HaMikdash, oh, you know who's in charge this week? The Yemenites. Not my style. Well, too bad. It's all you got this week. You have to bring a carbon so you can have a Yemenite Kohen who's going to bring the carbon. You come another time in the year, there's Satbe Chasidim, they're running the show. Whether you like it or not, that's the way it goes. They take over, okay? They take over. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov, everyone serves together. They probably took a girl. They decide who dominates. What minhagim are they going to do, you know? So Zehu, that's the way it is. Okay, I was very moved. I was so much a video many years ago, when the Belzer Rebbe, when he married off, I think it was his first grandson, so you know, my Chassidim Belz, they own Eretz Yisrael. they had a massive sheva brachas, unbelievable massive. They put up whatever. So Rav Avadi Yosef and Zeichet Tzak Livracha came. He came. He was invited, and they took him in mamish. And when he came in, what?
Bells.
When the Belz Rebbe, I think it was when he married off his first, you can Google when he married off his first grandchild, so they made a Shev Brachos, they probably had their 10,000 people, and they were playing with an orchestra, you name it, and then when Rav Avadi Yosef walked in, so they started playing the Sfaradisha Nigunim. He's like, really? I don't know. I'm not familiar with this stuff. It's very different, okay? The Hasidish Nigunim is obvious. The playing Hasidish music, the Havara, you know the Havara is a different Havara. And then all of a sudden, he stood up. He's Machab, getting very big covered, the whole place. And all the bells of Hasidim, the band started playing the Svardish Nigunim. And the whole crowd, they started singing and dancing with Mechabed Rav Avadi Yosef. It was fascinating. It was really fascinating to see. You know, it speaks volumes. You know the history of the Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, the whole history of Eretz Yisrael. It was an amazing thing to see. You can Google it. I'm sure it's on Google. YouTube, you can find it on YouTube, I'm sure. So it's the base Hamidish, it's the same thing. I'm guessing there were 24 Mishmaros of Kaihanim. Everyone lived in their own city. And everyone had a week to dominate. You can't say, well, they didn't come and take over and do their own Minhagim. But I don't think they went so far to take over, to do construction. the Rambam Schevra, Lubavitch, Chabad. Chabad, let's say Rab Chaim, right? The Briskus. The Briskus, they're coming in. The Kohanim from Brisk are coming to the Beis Hamikdash. They walk in, and it looks like picture number 7. They bring in a whole crew, and overnight.
Brisk will be it. They want Kohanim.
But they must have Kohanim among them also. Well, they married. And they
the Briska family.
The Briska family, wherever. They have the Briskus. The Briskus.
No, some of them were promoted.
Came Brisk. Aram Yeshua, Rav David, they come in, they don't have Birchos Kehanim in Brisk and Eretz Yisrael, of course they have Kehanim. So they come into the Beis HaMikdash, now Al Mishmar, they look at the Beis HaMikdash, they bring in a crew,
overnight,
and they transform, they get rid of all the Yitzias, picture 7, and they reconstruct it instantly. It's not, maybe you can do it today, they can certainly do it today, they have technology, no? So quickly?
The 6 Amos of stones?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
Depends on the union.
Who knows? Who knows? They can do it overnight. We bring in a crew of 1,000 people, and they're very organized, Mesudar. They have a down pat to the sides. They used to have these reality shows, right, where they would a whole makeover in 1 week. In 1 day, 24, so they had everyone there, all the materials and all the architects.
Project management. Courses of project management used to show that.
in 1 week, right?
Build a house in a day.
A house in a day, right? Exactly. You see these houses, it takes them years, right? What it takes so long? If they work 24/7, you have all the materials ready.
Nobody ever looked at the house a year later.
Dr. Frucht, a good kvittel.
How are you?
I doubt it, right? I highly doubt it. They took it over, right? Not likely. They took it over. But it's not so far fetched to say maybe they didn't take it over. Maybe they didn't change it from week to week. But maybe there were tekufos in Jewish history where there was a 50-year period of time when it was like the Rambam. And then when a new generation came to town, they decided, no, we want to do it like another Shita. So they had the next 50 years was a little bit different. Maybe, you know, in the back of the safe, they have over here so many mefarshim, so many pictures. Who knows? The other opinions. Who says these are the only opinions? We look like the Mitsudos. We are brainwashed. Really, it's the Tosfos Yom Tov. It's the Tosfos Yom Tov. The Mitsudos probably is really taken from Tosfos Yom Tov, I believe. So it's really, we're only looking at the Tosfos Yom Tov and the Rambam. But who knows? Maybe if you'll study the mefarshim, you'll find other mahalchim. So it's very interesting. You can't elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chaim. There's no one way. There's no one right way. They're both correct. They're both halachically valid. And who are we to say that in history it wasn't for a certain tekufos one way and then a change? Okay, Rabbi, so let's go further. Let's go now. Go right now. We're going now to the next section. Next section is pasuk yud. Pasuk yud is the bein halish. Now going to bein halishachas. So these next 6 weeks, we're just going to some cheshbonos, some numbers. And some basic layout, and then later we're going to go into detail from some other things. Over here, we're going to discuss now the four major chambers in the Ezras Noshim, and these four chambers are, as you see, picture number six. Picture number six, you see the Lishkais. These four, well, you're looking at it from the west. Make believe you're in the coastal plaza, high up on the steps, all the way back. When you come down the steps, so you see, you're looking at it from the west. You see the back of the Heichal in this picture. Picture number six, you're looking at it from the back. And you see there on the Chotzer Hachitzayna, four massive chambers. And they're called here the Binyan Halishkais. So here he's just telling us that the Binyan Halishkais was 20 amos away from the Ta'im. The Ta'im, now that's only two of them. And the other two were on the other side of the Chatzar HaPnimis, all the way, you see all the way up towards the top of the image, they are the other two. But over here, it's just telling you that now that we've described to you the fact that we have over here two chambers that are flanking the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim on the outside of the Ta'im, you should know that the distance between the wall of the Ta'im and these Lishkais was 20 Amos. So Bein HaLashachis, between the chambers. Now, by the way, when it says Lashachis here, it's also calling the Tohim Lashachis. The word Lashachis is a catch-all phrase, which means all different types of chambers, which includes the big chambers and includes the Tohim. Now, by the way, what are they doing in these chambers? So we're going to see they ate. Mainly, primarily, the purpose of these chambers was to eat. It was a dining room. It was a big dining room where the Kohanim would sit down and eat the Kabbalahs. You will see there were more things there as well.
Those Kabbalahs that you had to eat on the Harabais.
Only, the Kabbalahs in the Harabais, they can eat Yerushalayim as well. Because this is the Ezras Noshim. This is no Harabais, so Yerushalayim. The only two places to eat Kabbalahs. Kodshei Kodashim must be eaten within the Azara.
Right.
Which so in the No, this is not the Azara. This is the Ezras Noshim. The Ezras Noshim does not have the status of the Azara. This is the Chatzar Hachitzayna. The Chatzar HaPnimis is go up towards the top of the page. You can see the outline of the Chatzar HaPnimis. The Kodshei Kodashim may not be eaten in these boxes, in these chambers. This was for Kodshim Kalam. And the same way you can technically eat the Kodshim Kalam over here, you can eat the Kodshim Kalam in the entire Yerushalayim. What? The whole year, the whole Yerushalayim. So this is a convenience. Because you can really eat the Kodesh HaKalim, the whole Yerushalayim. It just happens to be, I guess, since this was a place where they hung out. They hung out over there, so they had a special dining room over there. But whatever is being eaten in these lishkais can really be eaten in the entire Yerushalayim. And the kodshei kodashim cannot be eaten in these chambers. They had to be eaten within the walls of the chotzer hapanimis. In this illustration, you don't really see it too well, but if you look a little bit higher up, you see the outline of the chotzer hapanimis. That's where they ate the kodshei kodashim. Okay, so it says of Bein HaLashach, in the Shachas, Reicha was the width of Eshemam was 20 Amos, Saviv Labayis, Saviv, this 20 Amos surrounded both sides. Now what does it mean, Saviv? Let's see if the Mitzvah, first part of Yud, Ubeina L'Shachos, L'Shachos Hayu Benuris Bechalal Ezras Noshim, Mol HaMesibos, opposite the Mesibos over here means, I guess it means this open area, between the Tahim and these Lishkois was 20 Amos, Rechav Eshemam, V'hoyim Mul Beis HaChalifos. It was opposite the Beis HaChalifos. You see in this picture, the Beis HaChalifos is the part that juts out. It juts out in the very, very front. V'chamisha Amos Lahalon Mul Oyvi HaKoyisil HaChotzer HaPnimik. And at this, we're going to leave out what he means over here, because this is something which is very, very detailed. And we're going to see later on, Perek Mem Beis, we go into at the end of this parak, we're going to go into some very, very great detail in where the tip of these chambers touched the wall of the chotzer, the outer wall of the chotzer hapnimis. So we'll leave it for later. We come to exactly what the Mitzudos of here is alluding to, but it's not here really in the pasuk. Now, next words of the Mitzudos, saviv, saviv. What does it mean, saviv, saviv? So he says here, Ritzon Olamar, Bepas Hatzafon V'Hadoroim. We're referring over here to two sides. We see in picture number 6, we see over here the Ta'im, and we see the left and the right. The left is the north, and the right is the south. That's all it means when it says Saviv, Saviv. Now let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud.
Was there a way through not having to go around the back?
Yes, so there's a teeny, it's very tight.
It sort of conflicts with the different...
There was tunnels. A tunnel. We're going to get to that later on. This is very, very interesting. This is a very important detail.
Because from the drawing...
That's right, it's not clear. And in Hanami, when you make the calculations, there's no room. It's sealed off. If you were to make the precise calculations, which we will do in Yiratz Hashem, we get to the end of the parak, and we have many, many illustrations which show all the details, there's no way to get there. The only way you can get into this 20 Amma area would be walking around the entire Ezras Noshim. You cannot go from the front. However, the Pasuk says they made a tunnel. They made a little teeny passageway to get from the front, good fiddle, to get from the front into the back. They chiseled out from the wall. And in Yiratz Hashem, when we see the pictures, we will we'll be able to understand it much better. Let's see if we have possibly given the Rashi first. Rashi says, Ubein ha-leshoches, rechav eshemama, leshoches hayu b'chotzer achitzayna b'tzvayna shalachotzer. So this illustration shows on the north. Now, all the Mepharshim, they challenge Rashi. They're very disturbed why Rashi only says the north. It's not true. It's not just the north, it's the south. It's not just the south, it's also the east. It's also on the east side, the north and the south. So why does Rashi say here Bitzvoina? So some want to say there's a Tosat Fus, there's a mistake in the Rashi. It's not clear. But in any event, Rashi here says L'shachos hayu, there were chambers, these massive chambers in picture number 6. Hayu b'chatzah hachitzoina, Bitzvoina, on the northern side, Shelach Chatzra Pnimis, Eitzel Chaimasa, near its wall, near the wall of the Chatzra Pnimis, the Hefzik Eshem Amud, there was a gap of 20 Amos, Reichav Bein Mechitzas HaLashachas, between the wall of the Mechitzas, of the chambers, Le Mechitzas HaToim, Shesav HaBayis, between the wall of the chamber to the wall of the Toim, like we showed in the picture. Lohoya came Bin Bayesheni, these four chambers, these Lashachas, as you all know, does not appear anywhere in the Bayis Sheni. Ella, the Binyan Ha'asi, the only place where it will appear will be in the Bayis Shlishi. And again, like I told you, what Rashi here says, Bitzvayna, is something that is very strange, because in our picture, it shows it was on the north, on the south. And also, how are you going to learn Pshat in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk goes on to say, Saviv La Bayis, Saviv, Saviv. Rashi does not comment on those words. The Mitzudas told us when it says Siv Labayis, it means the north and the south. So if Rashi is telling us there's only a chamber on the north, so what then does it mean when the Pasuk goes further and says Siv Labayis, Saviv, Saviv? We're learning like what it says in the Mitzudas, and we're going to assume that either Rashi is a mistake, as some of Rashi say, or we're going to just going to pass over it for now. We have here illustration number 6. We see the back side of the Beis HaMikdash. We see the Binyan, where it says Binyan Hechel, that's really where the Kodesh HaKadoshim is. In front of that is the Hechel, in front of that is the Ulam, and we see the Ta'im surrounding the outside. We can see those staircases. You see the roof, you see those circles? Those circles was where the staircase led, was where the circular staircase took you to the roof. And we see here on the left and the right what's called the Binyan HaLashakos, if you can see the caption. And in between the Bina Lashachas and the Tohim is 20 Amos, and that's what the Pasuk here has taught us. Pasuk Yud Aleph. And this is going back and just filling in some details. Pesach at Tzela Lemunach. There was a Pesach to the Tzela, to the chamber, La Munach, which opened to the Munach. Pesach Echa Derech HaTzafoin, U Pesach Echa LaDarom. There was one opening on the north, one on the south. The roichav bekoyim hamunach, the width of the munach, chamesh amos, was 5 amos, saviv, saviv. To see that, very simple, picture number 7, book number 7 on the right side. The right side, number 7, is a simple understanding. You see the ta'im, and you see the munach. It actually says, you look carefully, it says munach. The munach, the width of the munach was 5 amos wide. It went all along the length of the inside of the Ta'im, and the only way you can get into the Ta'im was through an open way, an entrance way, from the Munach into the first Ta'. And from that first Ta', you go to the second Ta', to the third Ta', you go upstairs, you go on top, you can go to all 33 Ta'im only through the entrance way that's found by the Munach in that 5 Amma area. Let's see the Mitzudos, Tav Pasuk Yud Aleph. We really learned this before. The Pasuk over here is repeating the details, or we had the details before. Pasuk
Yud Aleph.
That was really Rashi before. Rashi explained this. Rashi explained these details back before. Okay. He already said before we had a long Rashi. Yeah. There's a long Rashi back Pasuk Tess.
Number 7 at the bottom is
Petrishim. Right, so Rashi says there are two. Rashi has two interpretations of what this pasuk means. He learned there wasn't only one opening; there was really two openings. Every ta had a separate opening. Rashi before said, either the pasuk said it says there's one opening. He interpreted to mean it means each ta had its own opening.
That's Perisheni.
And but the similar interpretation of the pasuk is Perish Rishayim, where there was only one opening. Okay, obviously, the New York City would not give you a COO for picture number one. Number two, maybe if you get lucky, the guy's in a good mood, he'll let it get by. But number one, that's Sakana, right? There's only one opening to get into all 33 chambers. And let's see the Mitzudas possibly get out of the Mitzudas. Upesach. The opening to the tzela on the corner of the Dremes Mizrachis of the Tzvanis Mizrachis was opened to the open area. So he learns like on the right side, the Mitzvah clearly learns there's only one opening, number 7. There's only one opening to get into the first Ta on the north and on the south side, and from there you can go into all the other chambers. derech hatzafon lemar elatzilah hamidus b'migzat zafon v'roicha b'marav l'mizrach. And then, of course, setting is going to be on the southern side, and the width on the marav l'mizrach along the cross, saviv saviv, v'tel lemar b'pas hatzafon b'pas hadaroyim, was how much? The next words are, the pasuk says, was 5 amos thick. Okay, so that's pretty much it. Let's see Rashi, pasuk get aleph. Rashi already explains Pasuk Test in very great detail what this means. As you see in picture number 7, Rashi gave us two interpretations what this means. Either each Torah had its own opening to the Munach, that's how we are to understand the Pasuk, or we are to understand the Pasuk like the Mitzvah explicitly says. And Rashi also said, like picture number 7, there is only one opening to each Torah on the north, on the south, and from there you go to the other ones. So we go back, we read the pasuk one more time. Upesach, the entranceway, Hatzelah, off, let's assume now Perish Rishon, to the very first entranceway, to chamber on the top and on the bottom, which is the south and the north, La Munach, which opened up into the Munach, Pesach Echad, there was one opening, Derech Hatzafon, Safon will be the bottom, Upesach Echad La'adolam is the top, V'reichav in the width, Mekoyim HaMunach, the Munach is the space in between, is going to be Chamesh Amos, Saviv, Saviv, in the north and in the south.
That's the width, or that's the
entrance? The width. Oh, no, the width, the width, the Munach, it says here the width, it doesn't say the entranceway, the entranceway doesn't tell us what it was. It does not tell us the entranceway. It doesn't tell us. Actually, it was teeny. The width of the room was only 4 amos. The munach in the bayis shlishi will be 4 amos. It's very, very narrow, the room. So how big could the entranceway be? 1 amo? 1 amo? 18 inches? You got to squeeze in. What is a person from shoulder to shoulder? How much space does a person take out from shoulder to shoulder? Probably almost 2 feet, no?
I think in cars they allow 18 inches.
18 inches for a person? A seat? Three each person, so 18 inches. So that's very good. So that's Vamish and Amah. That's Vamish. The entranceway would be to get into the Torah. The width of the Torah is 4 amos. In this picture, it appears to me that the entranceway to the Torah is about an Amah. And the Munach, the width of the Munach is 5 amos. Okay, next Pasuk. Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis is describing what it looks like, picture number 3. You see picture number 3, it shows you there are really 3 parts to this structure. There is what's called the Gezerah. I'm sorry, the Gizra, that's the upper part. The Binyan is the lower part. And the front part is called the Beis HaChalifais, the place where they would store the knives. So these are the 3 different parts of the structure. Inside, we know there's the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim.
They kept knives in both places.
They kept it in the storage, right? They kept it in the Chatzrach HaPninis. I guess when they were bringing the korbanos, so then they had it on site. I guess when they locked it up at night, well, for Shabbos and Yom Tov, when they didn't need so many knives, I guess they put it back in the Beis HaChalifais. The Beis HaChalifais, I guess, where they had a lot. They had the storage for the knives. Maybe all they also had a sharpen the knives there also. Maybe they took them out to sharpen. Doesn't say. And if not, you have to sharpen. They have to be very yeah. Who? What? Bring his own knife? Yeah. Maybe. So they kept a lock like a locker. Every kohen had a locker in the Beis HaChalifais.
Every shaykh likes a
shaykh. So they had their own lockers. So they had their lockers in the Beis HaChalifais. You know, maybe when they came, the mishmaros came, they cleaned out the Beis HaChalifais, and they brought, and everyone came in with their own knives.
The ladies with the nails, they have lockers. They use the same instruments. For them, making
manicure. Each one has their own. Okay, in a chanami. So it was obviously the Beis HaChalifais was a very big chamber. There was a lot of. It was very, very tight. Yeah. Gassim, for Gassa. A Gassa, it's very, it's yeah. Right, in Echanami. Einochanami, this was the location where they stored the knives. Let's see. Pasik Yud Beis. Vehabinyan. The Binyan, as you see in the picture, refers to the lower portion, the place where the toim are. Asher, which Al Pinei HaGizra, I'm sorry, El Asher El Pnei HaGizra, the binyan is opposite, is in front, it envelops, it surrounds, it rings the Gizra, which is the major structure of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which reached the height. What was the height of the Gizra? Doesn't say. Right. It doesn't say anywhere in Sefer Yechezkel the height of the Gizra. Masechet Midos, it tells us, an historical fact, that in the Bayis Sheni it was 100 amas tall. Between 15 and 20 stories. That was the height of the Gizra in the time of the Bayis Sheni and the Bayis Rishon. What will be in the Bayis Shlishi? So some of the Farshim say, well, if the Bayis Sheni was 100, we have a right to assume it was 100 in the Bayis Shlishi. We discussed why then was it necessary for the wall to be, the wall was 2 amas from the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKadosh. Maybe that's a clue to how tall in the Bayis Rishon it was, the Amotrax, they had a curtain. In the Bayis Sheni Shlishi, it will be 2 amas between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So maybe that's a clue to indicate how tall the height will be, which we still do not know. But we don't really know. What does the Goyen say?
I'm just trying to remember.
We discussed why the height. Well, that's another point. That's a question of the ceiling. Whatever the ceiling was, there was still more on top. Even the Bayis Rishon, where the ceiling was 30 and 20, that was just the ceiling. But on top of the ceiling, it went all the way up to a height of 100. But the question is, what is going to be the total height in the Bayis Shlishi? It does not say. That is subject of debate. We don't know. But in any event, the Gizra is the part that is above the Binyan. El Pnei Gizra Pa'as Derech Hayom, along the western side. The western is the back. El Pnei Gizra Pa'as Derech Yom. It's one sentence. Pa'as Derech Yom, the area, the side of the west from end to end, Roichav Shivam Amo, was exactly 70 amos. Let's move further. Vikir Habinyan, the thickness of the wall of Binyan, Chomesh Amos Roichav, was wide. Saviv, the Arkoi, and the length, not including the Beis HaChalifos, was Tishim Amo. Now, I unfortunately did not give you the illustration that goes through all the calculations. It's very easy. We can figure it out on our own. Very easy. Look at picture number 4. Now, picture number 4 is not accurate, so don't look at the numbers, because picture number 4 really is the Bayis Sheni. Illustration I put over here, picture number 4 is the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni, it shows you the Tohim on the bottom, the Tohim was 5. In the Bayis Shlishi, it will be 4. So just forget about the numbers, but the illustration is pretty much the same. Well, let's try now to figure out how we get 70 amos. Let's assume now for the moment, just for sake of simplicity, you know, let's do number 7. Let's do it on the bottom. Let's let it do it on the bottom. Maybe be easy to do on the bottom.
Been there last time.
Well, yes. Rashi made the calculation. Let me just look at the Chazon over here very quickly, very easy. Let's look at picture number 7. Okay, picture number 7, Leperish Harish, it really doesn't make a difference. Let's start on the very, very bottom of the page. The very bottom. What's the thickness of the wall? We're going from bottom up, top to bottom. So the bottom, the thickness of the wall is 5. What's the width of the ta on the bottom? 4. What's the thickness of the next wall, of the wall after the ta? 5. Mm-hmm. What's the width of the munach, the gray area?
Five.
The gray area is 5. The next wall is the wall which is the wall of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. 6. That is 6. That's not the same. That's 6. What is the width of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? 20. And then you have another 6, another 5, another 5, and another 5, and that is exactly 70. 5 plus 4 plus 5 plus 5 plus 6 plus 26, 5, 5, 4, 5 is exactly 70 amos from end to end. All you have to remember is that the walls of the Ta'im are 5, the Ta is 4, the Munach is 5, the thickness of the wall of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that wall of the Heichal itself, is 6, and the width of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal is 20. So all of those numbers add up exactly to the number 70. Now, what about from length? What about from end to end? It says it's 90. How do we get 90? It's also very easy. What is the thickness of the wall? We just said it's 5. The Ta, So we learn Rashi and Mitzudos. And Rashi said it was 12, but it was 11. There were 5 Ta'im. Each one of the Ta'im is 11, and the thickness of the wall between each Ta'im is 5. The Munach, when you get down to the very, very end, all the way to the left, is 5. So all of that adds up to 90. 11 times 5 is 55. Okay, and how many walls are there? There are 6 walls sheltering the 5 Ta'im. That's 6 times 5 is 30. So 85. And the Munach, the area of the Munach in front is 5, 90. Okay, it's very, very straightforward. It's exactly 90 amos. Okay, now, one more thing. Let's point this out now. What about the Beis HaChalifos? The Beis HaChalifos, the last part, the part that when you come into it, that what was the width? 10. Now that's a very big problem.
What width?
The width of the entire Beis HaChalifos on the right side, picture number 7. Picture number 7, the part that sticks out. Those wings that stick out. So what was the entire area from left to right, that entire area was exactly why, because the goal is it should be a perfect square and in its extremes. Okay, in its extreme there's going to be 100 by 100. So if we have from end to end so far 90 from the right side all the way to the Munach, 90, and now we have the Beis HaChalifos, we're only going to allow for the Beis HaChalifos from end to end to be 10. And why is that a problem? Because the wall itself takes up 5. So if the wall in the front is 5 and the wall in the back is 5 and it can't be more than 10.
The wall in the back is 5 or 6?
What? 5. Only 5. Only 5. If the wall in the front is 5 and the wall in the back is 5, so how do you walk in there? How do you go in there? So the Farshim say Nachinami, it was the wall on the back was not 5, it was 1. Now this picture, they don't really show you 1. It looks like a lot more than 1, but you have to make believe it's only 1. So how much space do you have inside? 4. So what is 4? 4 is 8 feet, okay, or it's 6 feet. Between 6 and 8, it's not so bad. It's very narrow. Exactly. So you walk in there, and that is where you go in. And there are cubbies. There are cubbies, I guess, on the left side, the thick wall, and maybe a little bit on the right side, on the wall with the one on the wall. So that was exactly 10. That'd be 5 on the end, 1 in the back, and 4 in the middle. Now, how much did, now if we know that from top to bottom, it was 70. How much more space did the Beis HaChalifos extend on each side? 15 amos on each side, so that the 15 plus 15 will equal 30. So that means, basically, from the Beis HaChalifos on the outside was 100. And from front to back was 100. And height, in the time of the Bayis Sheni, was also 100. So basically, in the extremes, it was a square. It was a cube. It was a cube. Like tefillin. Tefillin, they don't need to be a cube. Tefillin, you can really make the tefillin very tall. You can really make the tefillin very, very tall. We don't. We make the tefillin mamash a cube. The top of the tefillin is mamash a cube. What?
Tall.
You can make it tall. But it's interesting. You can't make it tall. So you look at picture number 3. Get an idea. In all of the extremes, it's exactly 100 by 100 by assuming the height. I told you, we don't really know what the height was. Let's assume now the height was 100, will be 100, because that's the height that was in the Bayis Sheni. So then everything in the extremes is a perfect cube. Okay, so from the ground all the way to the top, it's 100. From the left, the extreme left, the back, all the way in the back, where it says Binyan, all the way to the very, very right, where you enter into the Beis HaChalifos, from end to end is going to be 100. And from the tip of the Beis HaChalifos in the front to the tip of the Beis HaChalifos in the back is also going to be 100. So even though it did not...
This is 100?
Yes. In all of its extremes, it was 100.
It's only 70.
Seventy in the back. The base hachalifa is extended 15 on 15 to give you 100. And the binyan was 90. It was really 85. The munach was 5. And then the base hachalifa was 10. So you're going from the binyan all the way, including the thickness of the base hachalifa, that's going to be 100. Assuming the height is 100, it's also... So basically the binyan was a cube of 100 by 100 by 100. Now there's another radical difference in the Rambam, which it's not really clear. It appears... I don't really... But it appears that the Rambam held that this, what you see over here in picture number 3... it's true on the inside, but the entire thing was squared out with an outer shell. According to the Rambam, the way we look at it, and the way you've seen every model you've ever seen, is exactly the way you see number 3. You see 3 different parts. You see the protrusion of the Beis HaChalifos, you see the Gizra, and you see the Binyan. So you see the 3 distinct parts. And if you go and make a measurement, and the extremes will be 100. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, you actually built this. After you built this, you then squared it out. You built another wall. There was another wall built to square out this entire area. So when you see it from a helicopter or from a distance, it indeed is a perfect square, a perfect cube. Okay, that's the Rambam. In one shita, in one understanding of the Rambam. You're not going to see that in any model you've ever seen. But in the model that Rabbi Levinoni created, that's how he did it. He actually made this to be one big cube of 100 by 100 by 100. And if you want...
The walls were 100 high. The walls that they built around were also
100 high? 100 high, yeah. Everything was maxed out. And then if you want to see the Toyim, and you want to go see the Beis HaChalifos, you got to go inside. You go inside, and then you see there's another whole... There's like a building within a building. The outer surface was cubed out. And you go inside, then you'll see that, the binyan part only goes to a certain height. And that's where you have 33 chambers. And on top of that, there's nothing. And you go into the Kodesh, you see, then you go all the way to the very top. And the Beis HaChalifa is extended all the way out to the very, very edge. But to an observer... it was a perfect cube, 100 by 100 by 100. That's not the way we're familiar. What we're familiar is that if it doesn't say, you don't do it. When you go, you look at it, it looks exactly what you see is what you get. This is what you get. And, but what about this Messiah that it should be 100 by 100 by 100? All that means is when you measure the extreme portions, you're going to discover that's 100 by 100 by 100.
Well, if you look at figure number 6, it looks like it did. Isn't that the wall?
No, number 6. That's that. You're facing the back. That's the Beis HaChalifos.
No. In front of you is the Beis HaChalifos.
No. In picture number 6, you're looking at it from the back.
Right.
So what do you see in the very first thing you see is the out of the Tohim in the back behind the Kodesh HaKodashim.
Right. I'm talking about all the way on the right.
On the right?
Yes. Where the number 6 is, what is that wall?
That's the Chatzar HaChitzayna.
It's all the way up. Okay.
Right, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
So this is the sheet. Like you see picture number 2. Look at picture number 2. That's the Rambam. You see in picture number 2, there was an outer shell that maxed out everything. Inside, you have the Toyim, which only went to a certain height, v'chul. So something to appreciate when you look at the model. If you ever go to the, I think if you ever go to the museum, Rabbi Deutsch's museum in Borough Park. It's a great place to go. The Living Torah Museum. I believe they have. The last time I was there, they have the model, Levinoni's model. He gave it to them. They have his model, and you'll see there the Bayis Sheni is a square, a cube. It's a cube. But you got to pick up the whole. I think you pick up the whole thing.
Does it take pictures?
What?
He allows you to
Of course. I think if you pick up the whole thing, that's the outer. Then you see, that's Vaisheni.
Yeah,
but the Rambam.
Also?
Yeah.
But that would probably be according to the Rambam.
What?
The
Chabad, the Chabad. But the Bayi Shlishi, that's that. The Mali has the Bayi Sheni, but it's all the same. I mean, there are small differences here and there, but the basic approach to understanding the Pesukim is pretty much the same. Let's see now the Mitzudos and Rashi. We describe these dimensions. Pasuk Yud Beis in the Mitzudos Davids. To run through it very quickly. This is just to get a basic gist of what's going on here. The Habinyan, Hamesibos Hatzalois, the Mesibos, I mean the open area of Hatzalois, Asher Amdu Lufnei Abayis, Meha Eva, Mezem Eva, Mezel, Letzav, and Daraim, it was Pa'as Derech Yom, Ritzan Lomar, Rochev Abayis, Ema Mesibos, along the western side, the width from end to end on the western side was 70 Amos. The Hatzalos, Mezem, Zelchoy, Pa'as Amarav, Shimama. The Hei Lucha HaCheshvain. So here is the calculation, we already did this. The inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20. Ushnei HaKesolim Yud Beis. And the two walls, 6 apiece. 6, 12. Tzela Mizevet, Tzela Mizeh Kolechot Arba. Each chamber was 4. Koslehem Yud Beis. Bimkom HaYesoidos. Now, don't get confused. He says that we learned before is underground. The foundation was 6, but when the wall came above ground, was only 5. Okay, it was Mokem HaYisoidos Misiba Mizeh Misiba Mizeh Kol Echad Sholosh. So he's saying, since he's taking up 6, Kol Echad Sholosh Lahalon Miyisoid Koyselat Sela. I'm really confused what he means over here. Miyisoid Koyselat Sela Koslem Yud Beis. It's the foundation. He's describing. I'm not going to spend time on this, but he's basically saying he's making a calculation, including the foundations, because the foundation underground was always one more than the wall that was above surface. I told you the calculation based upon what's above ground. What's above ground is 5, 4, 5, 5, the munach, and then 6 for the kaisel of the azara. 20 inside, and then the same thing on the other side for a grain total of 20. When you take into calculation also the thickness of the foundation, it's going to be the same exact thing. The same exact thing is going to be, it'll come out the same amount, but it's just underground. Okay. So let's leave whatever that, because we get to, let's see Rashi. Rashi, no, we'll move further in Rashi. The Kira Binyan, next words of the Mitzudos. First, the next words of the Mitzudos, we're going further in the Mitzudos. The Kira Binyan, Oyve Akosta Atzalos, Sav Sav, Richard Lamar, Mida Achas, the whole Kosta Gamasibos Atzalos, Misav, Him Aksolim, Laponis, Alachutz, Menatel Tzela. The thickness of the wall was always 5. Between the chambers, the time was always 5. The Arkoi, now we describe the length. Oyre Chabais, Misoy, Lakosel Tzela, Hamaravi, and Beis Achalifa, Soya Tishimam was 90 Amos. The Heilacha Achinai gives the calculation. Kosla Tzela, Bemakam, I said Shesh. Again, he's telling you the foundation. The foundation is always one more than the actual wall itself, 6, which means that on top of it was 5, Sheish, Hatzela, Arba, on the western side. So we come in contact with the first seal was 4, Koisel based Kodesh HaKadoshim was Sheish, Chalal based Kodesh HaKadoshim Ve'eshim was 20, Hamachitza, Samasekis, Ben Ahechel, based Kodesh HaKadoshim was 2, the wall that separated between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 2, Chalal lehechol was arboim, kais lehechol was shisha. The next, the end wall on the right side, on the left side was 6. Umisham al kais lebeis achalifa sheish. Then there was another more space of 6 amos from there for the entranceway. Harei tishim ama the ayin bekuntres bein abayis b'sim achoni goes to these. Look at the picture very quickly. Look at the picture number 7. Let's go over the picture ourselves. Number 7. We start on the right side, and the thickness of the wall is 5. Underground it's 6, but above ground it's 5. The ta, then we first come in contact with the ta, the first ta, which is really is just 4. Okay, I didn't make that because that it's a little bit confusing because that ta is parallel with the ta on the top and the bottom. He makes the calculation from the first ta, which is 4, and then he goes into the wall of the Kodesh, the back of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is 6. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is 20. The wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim is 2, the Heichel is 40, and add, then the wall is again six, and then you have six amos until you come to the base of Khalifa. It's another way to make the calculation. We made the calculation when we first started. I made the calculation from on top and the bottom, from along the toyim that are going along the sides. He's making the calculation right smack in the center. And the center, you're only dealing with one ta, the ta that's on the west. And you're dealing with the wall that's mavul between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And you're dealing with the wall of the Heichal in the front. And then he says there are six more amos until you come to the Beis HaKhalifos. And then you're going to another 10 for a grand total of 100. But it's going to be 90 here in this pasuk. Okay, let's do the Rashi and we're done. Rashi goes through some more calculations. Maybe we should actually wait for this Rashi tomorrow because we're really out of time. So we'll do this Amir Tashem tomorrow. Pasuk Yud Beis Rashi tomorrow.